Word of the day today is ecstatic. Ecstatic. I'm ecstatic that you're on the morning show, King. How about that? Dave. What does it mean? Someone described as ecstatic is
someone who is excited, jubilated.
You see, your vocabulary is good, my friend, because the purpose of this word of the day is to try and create more a more rounded, a more erudite, a more valuable person. Yes. So if you're listening to this and you're taking it on board, fabulous. So the word of the day is ecstatic. So it is. It's described as a happy or excited person. A person feels or shows ecstasy. That is rapturous delight. Hmm. And if you use it in a context like Greta and Sam were ecstatic when their daughter called to tell them that they were soon going to be grandparents. Hmm. Well, I'm not sure whether that counts anymore. Nowadays you get a call like that and say, oh, God. I mean, don't you really love them? But hey. And so if you feel like a hot air balloon that could go into space, or perhaps like a room without a roof, you might, with all due respect to Pharrell Williams, be not just happy, but ecstatic. In other words, euphoric, over the moon, positively brimming with joy or excitement. Ecstatic has been used in English since the late 1500s, arriving via medieval Latin from the Greek adjective ecstatikos, meaning, among other things, out of one's senses. Ecstatikos, in turn, was formed in part from exta, the stem of such verbs as existanai, to displace or confound, and existathai, to be astonished or to lose consciousness. That seems an appropriate history for the word that can be described or can describe someone who is nearly out of their mind with intense emotion. Exta, it should be noted, also contributed to the Greek noun ekstasis, meaning astonishment or trance, which led to ecstasy, the English word, of course, not the universal feeling. So, there it is. The word of the day today is
ecstatic. You got